That is today's news from Public Sector Executive on Friday, the 8th of March, 2024. West Midlands Combined Authority has announced that it is committing much-needed funds to arts, cultural and heritage organisations in the region. By committing this money, the WMCA has doubled its investment into the arts, culture and heritage sector, helping to reorganise the significant role that it plays in bringing economic and social value to the region. Skills funding worth £2.2 million is also to benefit communities through provision of free skills boot camps covering immersive arts, digital, social media and content creation so that skills gaps can be plugged. Thanks to a coordinated citywide effort, young people leaving care in London are to benefit from a number of new supported measures. Boroughs across the capital have come together with NHS London Region, Integrated Care Boards, the Mayor of London and Transport for London to offer this package of support as part of the recognition that leaders across the public sector can do more. Support measures include free prescriptions, half-price bus and tram travel and training opportunities. And the Welsh Government has announced that it's allocating additional funding for projects supporting nature and the environment. Coming from the latest round of the Nature Network Fund, £8.2 million worth of investment is being committed to helping the Welsh Government achieve its Global Biodiversity Framework 30 by 30 goal. Julie James, Welsh Minister for Climate Change, said that tackling climate and nature emergencies is at the heart of everything we do. We must protect our environment for future generations to enjoy. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.